You are listening to the Bugcast, episode 356.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Awesome start to the show was Melanie Unger with a track called What Is Love. Now, she's a singer-songwriter from Toronto in Canada with a pop country sound. Caroline played her track One Day 2 weeks ago on episode 354, but I heard this particular track on episode 48 of Insomnia Radio Canada. So thank you very much indeed to Chris for playing that and prompting me to play it as a result. So there you go. If you want to find out more about Melanie Unger, her Facebook page is at facebook.com/Melanie Unger Music. Well, Welcome one and all. This is the Budcast episode 356 from wherever and however you are listening. It's really good to have you along. If you're listening to us live right now, please do come and join us in our chat room at thebudcast.org/live, or we're also in the #thebudcast IRC channel on the Freenode network. On tonight's show, we have our usual mix of Creative Commons music, and we do have some stuff to talk about, a couple of items from recent news. We are currently, well, this is me at the moment. The lovely lady wife is trying to settle our son, who is deciding, who decided today to actually have a really late nap in the afternoon. Didn't actually wake up until about 6:30. At the time of recording, it's now 9:40, so the chances of him going to sleep is remote, but we can hope. Let's crack on with some more music. This is Marwood Williams with Beverly Drive.
I used to go down on Beverly Drive for the easiest girl you could ever find. She's the queen of the right side of town. She lift your spirits when you were down. She played around with all the boys, her amusing games, her human toys. They lined up every night to see her, then make her smile, but they just couldn't free her. When you went down on Beverly Drive, you could see the heartache in her eyes. The tears she shed, you knew were real, but nobody cared, tears weren't part of the deal. To the ground, she ran away from the pain inside her. I knew someday the truth would find her. Whatever happened to Beverly Drive? They said she left one cold July. Nights I could hear the boys cry. No more Beverly Drive. No more Beverly Drive. No more Beverly Drive.
From Canada, you know, the host of Insomnia Radio Canada. Did you know that back in 2009, this very podcast you're listening to right now, The Budcast, this amazing music podcast, is where I got my start? I started listening here. That's right, you're in the best spot to be, listening to The Budcast.
It's hard to open up my eyes when I feel like I've been blind all of my days. Now I'm wandering through the haze, and the world, it looks so crazy. Maybe that's just me, maybe it's just me. We all find our secrets, patient in the shadows, right there where we left them, waiting. And no matter
matter how far we run, they run right beside us. Our demons know our names better than anyone. This construct beating at the locked up door and grip tight. Deep within my fist is the key to all I've missed. That the pain is just a teacher and the cage is just a myth. We all find our secrets, patient in the shadows, right there where we left them waiting. No matter how far we run, they run right beside us. Our demons know our names better than anyone. Lie, lie, lie. And giving power to the worst I can imagine lives in me. And now, oh, to my surprise, when the ghost as me disguised is the best at breaking everything, everything, everything I dream. Lie, 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 lie. Stay dry by dodging all the raindrops falling thick. Try lifting up your tongue to the rain, not just the sun. Nothing quite so simple was ever so much fun. We all find our secrets, patient in the shadows, right there where we left them waiting. No matter how far we run, they run right beside us. Our demons know our names. We all find our secrets, patient in the shadows, right there where we left them waiting. No matter how far we run, they run right beside us. Our demons know our names better than anyone. Lie, 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 lie.
That was Nate Maingard with In the Shadows. He's a modern troubadour, storyteller, global nomad, and indie folk singer-songwriter. Try saying that after a few sherbets. And even a professional musician. I heard this track on episode 330 of the Ouroboros podcast, this definitely being a track that wouldn't usually have fit into Colin's standard genre choice, which is probably why I liked it. Nate is from London here in the UK, and you can find out more information about him and his music over at natemaingard.com. You can go to iTunes and download his latest EP, which is called also In the Shadows, I think. Yes, that was the title track. But you can also go to his Bandcamp page, oh my goodness, at natemaingard.bandcamp.com, where you can download a digital a copy of his music for a pay what you want. But as always, we always recommend that if you like the music that you hear, do go and buy it. I mean, that's what I did in this case. Threw a few dollars in his direction just to get hold of this one track. It's good quality music, and it's very worthy of your dollars, in my opinion. And before that, you heard Beverly Drive by Marwood Williams. He's an independent songwriting musician from Seattle in Washington. All of his music is recorded at the Tangled Wire Studios, his own project studio located in the basement of Marwood Manor. He also has a YouTube video channel, and this track was taken from his album Eyes Once Shut, which was released this year on Jamendo, and there are a couple of other albums available. If you want to find out more, marwoodwilliams.com is his website. And I really enjoyed that track. A nice bit of, I don't know what you call it, but very old style, almost vintage style of music with a harmonica. You can't go wrong with a harmonica, in my opinion. So, three tracks down. Very good choices so far. Okay, yeah, two of them are mine. What am I going to say? Let's take this opportunity to say hello to the people that listen to us live right now over at thebugcast.org/live. These new teeth, not good. Alex UK, Bodie, Chalcolom, Erkan Yilmaz, Expat Paul, Gregorios W, K5 Tux, Ostunen, Shy Mega, Vinsvi, and Yannick are currently listening to us live right now. So thank you very much indeed for joining us, guys. And anybody who's listening to us over at Worldwide Indie Radio or on one of the many services that do replay our show after the fact, Audio Graffiti and The Ozoner in Taiwan, just to name a couple. So let's crack on. We've got so much music, good music to play this evening. This is, now I practiced this in my head, so I'm not going to get it wrong. This is Dia Yiannopoulou, yeah that'll do, with Fooled by Angel's Kiss.
Britain, 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 the other name for the UK. Britain invented music in the 1960s, but other countries keep trying to steal it. Made in the UK show is a podcast put together by podcasters in the UK. It brings you the cream of British music. A little like an internet milkman. Listen to British music at madeintheukshow.co.uk. British music. Are you getting enough?
Thank you.
Flowers Back and Bloom with their track Let It Go. Flaunting a sleek mix of nostalgic, well-read indie pop with harmonious complex sonic layers, grooving rhythms, and a sprinkling of electric violin. Black and... I knew I was going to do that. Back and Bloom are no stranger to the show. This track from the Los Angeles duo is the title track from their latest EP, which was released in January of 2015. If you'd like to find out more, their website is at backnbloom.com. And K5 Tux commented in the chat room saying how it was cool, good stuff. And Yannick said, it was a strange song, couldn't tell if he liked it or not. And then Chalcolom, who I now don't like, said it sounded like a slow Eurovision track. Yes, we don't do Eurovision on this show. Austin said it was nice, thought the track was nice. Yeah, excellent. Before that, we heard Dear Yiannopoulou. With Fooled by Angel's Kiss. There's no information to share with you other than she is featured on Tracks by Zero Project, who we have played before. This track was released on Jamendo earlier on this year. She's from Athens in Greece, and she does have a YouTube channel, but it's got lots and lots of random letters at the end of the URL, so we'll post that into our show notes at thebugcast.org. As always, you can get to it from there. But oh, I loved her voice, Dear Yiannopoulou. I did like her voice a lot. So hoping that we'll pick out some more of her stuff in the future. Right, okay. Sad news that the legend that is Richie Benaud, who was a cricketer for Australia and also a commentator, commentating on cricket for over 50 years, has died at the age of 84. Now, he was an absolute legend as a cricket player in his home country of Australia. But also, as I say, the commentating on cricket and becoming almost a household name, or in fact, he was a household name in the world of cricket commentating since 1964, when he actually retired from cricket. Although he did start working for the BBC here in the UK in 1960. So it's an incredible career that he's had. But unfortunately, he revealed in November that he was being treated for skin cancer. So that's probably, unfortunately, what took him from us. But yeah, I'll put a link into the show notes to the BBC Sport article that sort of details his career. He started playing cricket in 1952. What's that, 63 years ago? That's absolutely incredible. Shane Warne, the Australian cricketer, left an incredibly fitting tribute to Richie Benaud on his Instagram. And again, I'll put that into a link into the show notes. But also, if you're looking at the show notes, there will be a picture there of Richie Benaud that Shane Warne posted to his Instagram. But yeah, sad loss. Sad death of Richie Benaud at the age of 84. Lightening the mood a little bit, though, there's an article on the BBC News website where an activist from South Korea has flown thousands of copies by balloon of the film The Interview over into North Korea. And apparently he'd done this four times since January, but the most recently this weekend just gone. Now, if you don't know, the Interview was a fictional film about North Korea from Seth Rogen. And it was about a plot to kill the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un. And it was banned. Oh, no, that's right. Sony actually pulled the film from being shown after their website was hacked. And there was also threats to attack cinemas that were actually going to screen it. So this chap has obviously taken exception to all of this and has decided to try and get copies of the film into North Korea as an expression of free speech, which I think is a brilliant thing to do, a brilliant way of doing it, as long as it doesn't lead him into any unsafe realm. Yeah, interesting. Haven't seen the film yet. It'd be good to see it. Anywho, let's crack on with some more music. This is The Vow with Free the World.
I'm not losing the game. I like to listen to the Bugcast.
Was Love Shadow featuring Trifonic and Amelia June with The Sweetest Sin. Now, if you're looking at your podcatcher or headphones or whatever it is, you know, listen to this on thing, I've heard that before. This is something that I've just started thinking about. It's called, we're going to call it the Splashback. And this this is where we take a dive. Splash, dive, get it? Into our back catalogue and play you some of the more memorable tracks from our back catalogue of the Bugcast. And then we can then drench you, water, dive, get it? Yeah? Splashback? With its glory, basically. And the reason I'm playing this now is I was listening to my own thumbs up playlist on my Google Play Music, where basically every track we've ever played in the Bugcast I put into Google Music so I can listen to it again. And this came up and I'm like, what an awesome song. I love that girl's voice. I think the music is just brilliant. The production quality is spot on. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to play it again. It's that good. So there it is. We played that back on episode 249 in February 2013. And I believe we played it again on episode 300. It was chosen by one of our listeners. I'm going to tell you who that is very shortly, as their favourite of the previous 2 years. And it was, in fact, Inskius, our very own Inskius, chose that as his favourite from the previous 2 years on episode 300. So it's not just me that likes it. So Love Shadow is a huge stalwart of Creative Commons music and produces a lot of material both from and on the CC Mixter site. He's a huge proponent of Creative Commons. If you'd like to find out more about Love Shadow, then he has a profile on CC Mixter, ccmixter.org/people/loveshadow. And he's from Midlands in the UK. I don't know any more about that than just the Midlands. And before that, you heard Free the World by The Vow, who are from Liverpool here in the UK. Apparently, we did play them previously, and we had them listed as being in Peterborough, so he must have moved. So Liverpool pop rockers The Vow have released 3 albums in 3 consecutive years. Their 2014 release, You Are, like its 2012 and 2013 predecessors, For a Dreamer and Bluer Than You, is packed with bright, bouncy sing-along tunes with deceptively meaningful lyrics. Their music is permeated by the influence of the Beatles and David Bowie, but no other band sounds quite like The Vow. At least that's what they say. If you'd like to find out more, their website is at thevow.co.uk. So that was our penultimate pair of tracks. So it really remains me to tell you that next week, the Bugcast episode 357 that will be broadcast live. Before I do that, Chocolum has just reminded me. I don't know whether you're aware of this, but there is a huge battle going on in the podcasting community with regard to patents. A company in 2013 called Personal Audio LLC started demanding licensing fees from podcasters because they had a patent that basically covered the activity of podcasting. I don't have the actual details of exactly what it was, but it was something to do with the episodic release of, that wasn't a swear word, by the way, of media. And the company sued Adam Carolla, who's a big podcaster in the US, and also some of the larger television networks in the US. But Personal Audio, they don't actually do any podcasting. They just own a patent. They're a patent troll, basically, is what they are. They hold the rights to something and then try and demand licensing fees from people to basically justify their existence. But there has been a ruling made. I'm going to hazard a guess it's in the last 24 hours. The US Trademark and Patent Office have invalidated the key claims in this podcasting patent trial after the Electronic Frontier Foundation got involved and petitioned to review. So that's brilliant news. It means that we're not going to get pursued by this patent troll for licensing fees for basically creating art and putting it out on the internet for you guys to enjoy. So yeah, big two fingers up to that situation, which is good news. Anyway, as I was saying, the Bugcast episode 357 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday the 17th of April at 9:30 p.m. UK time. And another reminder that the week after, Friday the 24th, there will be no live show because I'm going out on the Razzle and drinking lots of wine and eating food. Whether we do a show earlier in the week live or whether we just postpone to the week after, I don't know at this stage. But hopefully by this time next week, we'll have some more information about that. If you'd like to get in contact with us and tell us how awesome we are, you can send us an email, feedback@thebugcast.org. We are also on the social networks, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, amongst others. For all details on this, you can go to our website at thebugcast.org and you'll find out how to find us there. All that remains is to thank you for listening to The Bugcast. This was episode 356. It is last track time. And Caroline has chosen... Well, I don't know what Caroline's chosen because I haven't heard it yet. But the artist is Far Magic. And they were formed in 2013 by Penn and Shironiko. Yes. They're producing a catchy rock that is based on pop. They released their debut independent album in May of 2014 entitled The First Magic. You can find them also on YouTube and you can download their stuff at Bandcamp. So you're on vocals you have Penn, on guitar you have Shironiko, and on bass and keyboards you have a chap called Ron. That's pretty much all I know. They are from Okayama in Japan. Their website is farmagic.amebaound.com. Yes. And we shall leave you with Far Magic and their track entitled No Re-Nico Rhythm. And we'll catch you next week. See ya. お手のものよ。そんな私についてこれる。わがままみたいに見えるでしょ。だけど本当は素直になれないだけで。 110のみんなすべて私にひれ伏してくの。なんてそんなこと冗談よ。だけどいつかその日が来るかもしれない。
最新やお屋根の上ぽかぽかお日様にこんにちは小鳥さんピヨピヨおいしさを木の枝でのびのび背伸びしていい気持ちさて今日はどんなおいしいもの食べちゃおうかな世界は私で回っているの鋭い爪を磨いてまた綺麗になる誰もみんな夢中なのよ I say no 手の先も綺麗に身だしなみ完璧で銀のひげキラキラ光らせて顔洗いそろそろ雨が降る隠れなきゃ濡れてたらせっかくの可愛さ台無しになるたまには寂しくて心細くなるけど暖かだろう少し羨ましいけれど雨も風もお日様もみんないつもいてくれる何よりいいものを私は持ってるの風歌うさやさや頬なでる優しいのお花さんゆらゆら揺れているあそうだ海まで行こうかなそんな気分あたしはね誰にも止められないそう自由なの
Podcast submits its Creative Commons tracks to cchits.net, the site where you make the charts. If you have enjoyed these tracks, please vote for them using the links in the show notes. Or if you want to get even more involved, visit cchits.net.
It is worth pointing out that after 5.5 years of producing this show with my lovely co-host, I find it incredibly difficult to do these shows on my own. So I hope that didn't spoil the enjoyment of the show for you.
Shut up!
How rude.